Good morning. Welcome to the worship service this morning. Those who are in the sanctuary, those that are online, as truly we get an opportunity again to celebrate the God that loves us, cares for us, and has given us such a nice, cool morning. It is October after all. I'm Pastor Craig Larson, and Pastor Mike Sager is not here this weekend because last weekend they did this. Come on, all of us, No, there's nothing like, Ben and Taylor began their life last weekend, and there's nothing like it from a parent perspective is being able to perform your kids' wedding. And so we just continue to pray, and we'll do that for Ben and Taylor. But know that Mike and Kristen are alive and well, and they have survived. And so next weekend, again, you'll actually get to see both pastors. What a novel concept. But anyway, because it's such a wonderful opportunity to be a community of faith here at this place and those that are online. Because at Desert Hills, we celebrate and we make who? And you really do. You really reflect the glory that God has given to you. Just a couple of announcements. Note that the celebration of life for Ray Robinson is going to be Friday, October 13th at noon, 12 p.m. If you're able to come, please do and support Kay. If not, please remember her in her prayers, in her constant prayers, as she remembers Ray. I want to thank you in advance for all of those who have brought food for the food banks. The bins are at the table, at the exits. It truly is an opportunity for this week, first weekend of the month, to be able to share and help feed those who are in need. If you forgot your food, you can drop it off at the church, and we'll make sure it gets to the right place. And then put on your calendar, always that first weekend of the month. Tuesday, we're going to be hosting a blood drive here, the Red Cross. It's an opportunity, again, to share the life-giving fluid. Please call to make an appointment at the 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can do it online. Just for information, it's going to be, we've moved, because they liked it, into the chapel area. So if you're coming to give blood and you're looking for them in the fellowship hall, no, they really like that. The ability to do it in that chapel area, so just note that location change. Thursday, we start our next series of Stephen Minister classes. If you've ever thought about doing it, if you've ever thought that God is calling you or leading you to be that one who gives comfort and strength, just to let the church office know Monday and Tuesday, and we'll fill up, we'll give you all of the information that you need. And a special appeal for the men of the church. We have several men that are doing and being Stephen ministers, but if that's something that God is calling you to do and be, again, just let us know, and so we can answer the questions, and so that you can be the hands and the hearts to offer the need that is so present. On Thursday, October 12th, Pastor Mike is going to be in a new members class. That's Thursday at 9:30. If you would like to join Desert Hills, it's an opportunity again to see and hear and be part of, in a real meaningful way, of the ministry that goes on here. Just call the church office, get your name on the list, so that we make sure that all the materials are there for us. Well, those are the announcements. Let's take a moment and enter into prayer. Almighty God, we thank you that you have called and you have gathered each one of us here. We have been brought by your Spirit, O God, that Spirit that lives in and amongst and around us, that helps us to know and receive that promise of forgiveness and grace and knowing the love that you have for each one of us. Lord, this morning we especially pray for Ben and Taylor Sager. Continue to watch over them as they have begun their new life together. Give them that opportunity, O Lord, to know you and to find that joy within each other's eyes. God, we thank you that you have gathered this place here and those that are online to experience that idea and knowledge of what you have already done for us. Help us, Lord, now as we give you our praise and our thanksgiving for the sending of your Son, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Please stand as we sing our opening hymn.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. God of love, giver of life, you know our frailties and failings. Give us your grace to overcome them. Keep us from those things that harm us, and guide us in the way of salvation through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Today's scripture readings are from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit, and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. The word of the Lord.
Change.
letter continues with verse 5. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each heart here this morning in the sanctuary and online be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, we do pray. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ, the risen Son of God. Amen. You've heard, where two or three are gathered, thou shalt have two or three opinions. Do I need to say that again, or did you catch it the first time? It's one of those things about church that we are able to take and just kind of laugh and go, of course we have all of these people that continue to come and be and come from various experiences. And it was no different for Paul. I hope you heard in the lesson, and if you didn't, I'm going to read some more. I'm going to repeat it. Paul, he loves the Philippians. He loves those people, and he desires so much for them. And so in his letter, he says, oh, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness, compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one of mind. Rather in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. One of the amazing things, Paul is not telling us that we should be robots, but he's saying always to continue to take, and I will give you this little heads up, Suzanne, are you ready? Because did you catch this one? Remember the one thing. Remember the one thing. And how clearly that telescope shows us that empty cross that allows us to take and realize the promise that God gave to us. The promise. Well, one of the things, as we were preparing for this about a month ago or so, how many of you have ever seen the movie City Slickers? Oh, thank you. You know, it always helps when an illustration actually works. But it's got, the idea is that you got the city slicker, Billy Crystal. He goes out and is ranching, trying to find himself. And you have that wonderful character of Jack Palance sitting on a horse. And Billy Crystal's trying to figure out his life. And he looks, Jack Palance looks to Billy Crystal and says, the thing is, you just got to remember the one thing. The one thing. And Billy says, well, what's the one thing? That's what you have to figure out. The one thing. And at the end of the movie, guess what? Yes, happy ever after. Billy Crystal figures it out. He goes, oh, I get it. I get it. We continue to be church. And the amazing part about it is that we're able to take this community of faith and actually embrace the promise that God has given to us. Today we're actually going to confess as part of our creed, the Nicene Creed. We don't often do that. But because of all of the wonderful experiences of what this lesson is all about, I wanted to do it. Did I say that word I? Thank you for letting me do it. Because if you don't know anything about the Council of Nicaea, but basically Constantine basically wanted to take and create this nation, a whole worldwide understanding of Christianity. And so in about 317, he gets together all those religious people and to figure out, give me a statement of faith. Give me a creed that we can all say, yay, this is what we believe. Every single painting that I've ever seen of this has been two poor guys sitting at a table and 50 to 60 guys, and yes, it was guys, all yelling of trying to figure out, no, I don't want to say that. I want to say, and you know full well that there were those that stomped their feet, took up their toys, and went home because they didn't believe. Whatever. One of the things that's so amazing about the Nicene Creed that we hang on to is where we talk about the Apostles' Creed as being the word I. The Nicene Creed is we. A community of faith. Gathered together, hearing and seeing and experiencing that oneness, that clear vision of what Jesus is all about. That empty cross. That empty cross. Because it allows us to remember what's important. It allows us to remember what we claim as a great guide of who we are, not only as individuals, but as the church. We are all human. What a novel concept. And we all have our own ways of doing things. And those who have been involved in churches and church discussions, you know how many arguments have started and people have left the church because of the color of the carpet. I didn't get my way. I'm not going to be bad. I forget we're online. But it's that deal of saying we think about that. And we think about those silly things that literally we can't quite grasp of going, it was so important at the time. It was so important that we figured that out. My dad knew I was going to be a pastor, and I'm going to give you this one, and I know it's kind of one of those kind of bearing my soul type of thing about how I operate, which is always scary. But my dad said to me, he said, you know, Craig, remember in the church, what's going to have to be part of your brain cell is you have to look and you embrace those who come into your office. Yes, and listen. And then in the back of your mind, think, is this really going to matter in 5 years? You know, just that moment of understanding. Because we can all be so distracted about all of those extras and miss the proclamation of the gospel. Miss the ministry that God has called you to. Okay, now we're going to take it a little bit closer to home. You gloriously come to this wonderful place. You walk into the church. You are ready to worship. And someone's sitting in your chair. I've waited for this sermon for 4 months, by the way. Here's the thing. We all have had that. And even as you're new to the church, and thank God people keep showing up. Thanks for stopping at the welcome desk and all that thing. Because we know that as soon as we walk in, we go and we say, oh, I wonder if we're taking somebody's chair. And here's the deal. You know full well that you don't own where you're sitting. Do ya? Okay, did I say that strong enough? I feel like I'm on my wonderful, get my finger going. It's so much fun. And here's what I smile about always, is we've had experiences of that. Granted, we like that. We like here we're sitting with our friends and we know the people that are around. But what's interesting is that because none of you were born here, you can't claim that pew. And where my little disclaimer is that growing up, okay, my home congregation, and we still to this day, when I go back to visit, we always sit on this side of the church within the fourth through the sixth pew because, of course, with kids, you know, mom never knew when time she was going to get to church. And I can count on one hand how many times we sat on this side. Two of those five times, whereas that's where the baptismal family sat. So you bet, I know that idea of where we are and we are where we are planted. But there's that ability that I give you this one. If for some strange reason someone is happened to be sitting in that pew, do not do what happened to Suzanne, my wife. I know I shouldn't do this, but that's okay. So she sat down on the edge. A couple came and went. And Suzanne did the thing, you know, about here so you could slide over. And they went and sat over here. Suzanne actually knew a couple that had been, because I was supply preaching, and she had come, and they invited her to worship. You're already there, aren't you? Within 5 seconds, that couple had gotten up and went back to their spot. We get so locked in, and I'm going to give you this one, is that maybe God is giving you somebody new to get to know. Maybe there's a reason why going to a different place and enjoying worship from a different perspective. Remember the one thing, that one thing that draws us together, that one thing that we're able to take and experience, that one thing of a God who has come to us, and that, yes, we get that joy of knowing that we are been claimed and called by God. But here is the thing, is that God calls us as human beings to do the absolute best that we possibly can in reflecting that ministry and love and care that God has given to us. And yet, somehow we forget that, because sometimes we do, and it gets a little fuzzy about what it is that we do and what we experience. Oh, that wasn't exactly what I thought. And in that promise, we get a chance to realize what God has provided for us again. God has given us each other. God has given us this community of faith that are allowed and driven by God's Spirit to allow us to take and know the promise that we receive and to share it to those who are in need, including ourselves. Keeping in mind the one thing allows us to put everything else in perspective. In perspective. Today, as we continue to dig deeper, okay, I want you to hear this, okay? And it's so hard for us, but think of a time when you were shown a better way of doing something that you never would have thought of. And that's God. That's living out that call that Paul has given to us, that hope of being the one mindset, of filling in that promise, of knowing that we are the ones who represent and who fill in and allow people to know who this Jesus is. To know beyond a shadow of doubt, not to be distracted by the things that seemingly take us away and cause our vision to move. Today, my prayer for all of us is that we always remember the one thing. Amen. Almighty God, help us, O Lord, as we continue to focus on you. Help that vision to be clear, O Lord, and even help it to literally help us in everything that we do. Giving us that foundation that allows us to know that you are the one that has come. You are the one that gives us our strength. You are the one that, as we look to the week ahead, that we are able to focus upon your love, your care, and the forgiveness and grace that we have received because of your death and your strength, oh God. We pray all of these things because of and through your blessed Son. The one thing. Amen. We sing our hymn.
together, let us affirm our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We will now have the gathering of offerings. Psalm 25 reminds us to seek God's wisdom. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Let us pray. Almighty God, We come this day to give you our thanks, our prayers, our gifts of time, and the ability to proclaim your good news to a world that is in need of your word of hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those who have recently died, including Sheila Westrich, Ray Robinson, Carolyn Larson, and Shirley Beach. O Lord, receive them into the arms of your eternal love. We pray that you would be with their family and friends who grieve. May they always know the resurrection and the peace that passes all human understanding. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. New to the prayer list are Terry Clayton, Betsy Martin, and Jim and Jane Botlinger. Leaving the prayer list with thanksgiving for healing is the Hussey family. We pray for all who continue to be on our prayer list and for those who we know to be in special need of your care and compassion. We now silently pray to bring our own cares and concerns before you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, we pray for our broken world. We pray for those who are in the midst of conflicts and whose very lives are threatened. We pray for those who are giving care and compassion in the most challenging of circumstances. Give them a sense of knowing that they are not alone in their struggles. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, be with us when we find ourselves distracted by actions that get in the way of remembering that you are the one thing. Help us to know that you are our strength and that we can lean upon you when we fall short. Help us to reflect upon the life that you laid down for each one of us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, remind us of the gift of your hope and your presence as we look forward to the ongoing promise of your love as we enter into this new week of possibilities. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Remember us, according to your steadfast love, as we offer these and the prayers of our hearts, trusting in your compassion made known through Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we join their name and praise their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy.
promise that in the night which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in the remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup. And when he'd given thanks, he gave it to all to drink, saying, take and drink, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people. For the forgiveness of sin, do this in the remembrance of me. We pray together the prayer which our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For those that are online, take and eat. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. May you know that peace and wonder that comes in that community and communion that we share as God's people and God's children. For those that are in the sanctuary, know that the dark color is the wine, the light color is the grape juice. Gluten-free wafers are available for those who are in need. Come, for the invitation has been made. We pray that this service has been a blessing for those in the sanctuary, those that are online. If you are new here, please stop by the welcome desk as we continue to take and share all the things that happen in, amongst, and around this place and get to know you as well. And so hear the benediction and the blessing this morning. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you God's peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand as we sing our closing hymn.
Thank you.
in peace. And remember, the one thing is to serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.